some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Is interesting. I've been doing the whole intro while my everybody. Okay, it is 8:03 in the morning. We're live here on Rated G Radio, and everybody's going, how come there's nothing going on? I've been sitting here talking to them for the last 2 minutes, talking off about how wonderful Rebecca is and our show yesterday and everything else. And of course, you know, you would think Mercury was still retro, but apparently we're out of that. Maybe this is just like a little bit of a lingering hang on for that. I was telling everybody, Rebecca's trying to get a show, everybody, so hang tight because her email link didn't get sent to her. Here we go. So, Rebecca, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Good morning. And yes, I can hear you now. And I was like, wow, that's really odd. I can't hear anything. It's like really silent. So let me just tell you, your mute works really well.
My work? Yeah. That's a good thing because, you know what? I will tell you that something that happens while Rebecca takes calls is I either screen other calls or I'm talking to the dogs or, you know, a whole host of other things going on. And so it's a good thing that the mute does work because now that we've proven that to be true. So anyway, I'm telling callers and listeners that, A, thanks for tuning in, but B, yesterday we did a show with Zoe Niklaus, and Zoe is also a psychic that comes on the show a couple of times a month. And dear friend, who I met through Early Brighton, I believe, about a million years ago, probably like two. And she was a guest last year. Rebecca's been on since the beginning, of course, with the Garrett and Rebecca show back in the day. And
yes,
we had a chance to do a co-show with both of these ladies a few weeks ago. And they liked each other so much, they're now besties. And I was just saying how wonderful it is to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to promote Zoe's show and Rebecca's show and Rebecca's show and Zoe's show, and everybody's like, this is really cool. So anyway, happy Wednesday morning.
Thank you. Happy Wednesday morning. So, oh, there they are. Okay. So I have one headset that goes into the computer, which I'm not using. And now I'm looking for the other headset that goes into my phone, which I just found. So it is
right
a happy
on.
Wednesday morning now.
Yeah.
I don't have to talk to you on speakerphone, which is probably better.
It is better. There we go.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, so it's a pleasure having you back. I'm always excited to be able to spend an hour with you. But today, here's the deal today. Rebecca is so popular. She's doing a second radio show right after this. So we'll cut our chit-chat down by about 10 minutes today because our show will be a 50-minute show for America's Top 50 Psychic, Rebecca Fisk, because she's got to go get ready for her next show at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And that's just called life. It's life in a big city when, you know, you're in demand. Isn't that right, Rebecca?
Well, thank you, Garrett. And it's always my pleasure. And I feel like it's something I get to do. So I'm very excited and happy. So
do you want to start with any type of, you know, because you know my favorite thing is morning meditation. Or do we want to jump into what's good for you?
You know what? I would like to just, I'm just going to talk about doing a visualization, and it won't take very long. We're actually not going to do the regular meditation because I feel like even though it seems like it's kind of quick, I think if I explain this other thing, it's another way for people to kind of get checked
cool.
in and centered really quick. So this is a trick I've been using for a very, very long time. So what I want you to do is, so come along with me on our little journey. We're going to have a little journey here for just a couple of minutes.
Okay.
What I want you to do is take a deep breath. Take one deep breath, one long, slow, deep breath. And really feel the air go all the way into your body. Feel it coming down into all of your whole body, down your legs, into your toes, into your fingertips. And just relax. And then what I want you to do is I want you to think about the most enjoyable, relaxing vacation you've ever been on. And it could even be, well, you think, oh, I haven't had that. Then just think of a moment where you felt completely relaxed, completely joyful, completely happy, and you just felt like everything was exactly the way it was supposed to be in the world, okay? So I have this image for myself, and my image is laying on the beach, okay? But you're going to use your own image, and what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes and think about being in that place right now. I want you to look at the scenery that's around you. I want you to hear the sounds as if you were there right now. Smell the smells. Feel whatever, like for me, it was laying on the sand. I could feel the warmth of the sun. I could feel a light breeze tickling my skin. I could smell the sea air. I could hear the seagulls. I could hear the din of people talking and making noises and shrieking. And, you know, like the little kids when the water hits, right? And I could hear the ocean water, the waves crashing. So I can bring all of these senses into it, what it smelled like, what it felt like, what I heard, what I saw. I can bring all of my senses in. And in that moment, at the time that I was on vacation, I was completely relaxed. There was nothing for me to do but lay there and just relax. So whenever I think about that and I bring all of my senses into that moment, my entire body immediately relaxes because my brain is conjuring this. It doesn't actually know if I'm experiencing it for the first time right now or if I'm bringing up a memory. So you can go on an instant vacation whenever you like just by doing that. But remember that when you close your eyes, take that deep breath first. Then close your eyes, then bring in all the senses, go through sight, touch, sound, smell, and if you're eating something, maybe you're eating something, so maybe you bring in taste as well, but bring the senses into it, because that brings your whole body into that space that you were in at that moment, and it will take you to a place of relaxation. So you can do that anytime, anywhere, and that's my little trick for today.
I just did that. I'm on a layover, so I'm not really back on the show yet. Okay.
Okay.
My flight got late. I'm still back on the beach. Okay. So let's, should we jump to some calls? We got a bunch of folks calling in today.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we're going to go to Melissa, who's a first-time caller. Melissa is calling about her career. Melissa, welcome to the show. And Rebecca's right here with you. Go ahead, please.
Oh, great. Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Hi, it's our pleasure. How can I help today?
Well, I'm in between jobs, but that was of my choice, and I'm trying to decide on what path to take next. So I kind of wanted to see if you have any insights.
Okay, so the first thing that I want to say is, you know, kudos for your courage to let go of what's not working. That's a big deal. The other thing that I want to say is that it's okay for you to actually ask for what you want, okay? Because I get that right now you're kind of caught between this fear of, well, am I going to get the job? Am I going to make enough money? I should probably do something that I'm familiar with. I don't know that that's really what speaks to your heart, and what I want to encourage you to do is to do something that speaks to you. Do what you love. There's a book out that from way back when called Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow. It's true. You know, true abundance in life is being able to live your life in love with your life, feeling joy in the moments of your life, being happy, being settled into who you are. And so many times people choose careers or they choose work that is completely opposite of what would be a loving experience. We think of work as a four-letter word. Well, love is also a four-letter word. So if you can make your work love, if you can love your work, it all becomes love and your life becomes more joyful. So I want to suggest to you that you take some time to let go of what your fear is. And maybe you could even write a letter to your fear.
Okay.
You could write a letter to it. You can allow, you know, go into stream of consciousness writing. So you're just allowing whatever comes up. But it's the fear of I'm not going to have enough, the fear of, you know, things are going to be difficult, the fear of letting go of what you used to know and what worked and what was familiar, and wanting to do something new, the fear of the unknown. All of these things will probably come up in this letter. So just stream of consciousness, right? Don't edit anything. Even if things come up that have nothing to do with it, let it come up anyway, okay? And then when you're done with it, when you feel like, okay, and you may get angry, you may feel some sadness. All of these things may come up because remember that the emotional self within us is a child. Our emotional body is the child. The adult is the one who says, oh, you shouldn't do that. You know, if you eat that, you're going to gain weight, or if you quit your job, you're not going to be able to pay your bills. That's the adult who has thought everything through that's rational and thinks about things according to the experiences that you've already had. The child in you is like, woohoo, I want to do something fun now, but I'm still scared, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to bring the child into that playful place of knowing that we can actually have whatever we want. It's a limitless source of abundance in the universe. So you really get to have what you want. Now you just have to get clear about it. And
exactly.
I actually get this impression. What I'm seeing is I'm seeing a combination. I want to say working with kids is what's coming up. But the other thing that's coming up is overseeing programs that are beneficial to kids. And it looks like you're either doing some type of grant writing or something. There's something to do with contracts where you're getting programs in place for these kids. So you go and you see them, but you're not the one who's actually working directly with them. You are overseeing others who are working with them. But I don't know, I'm not getting whether or not this is in a school system or if this is something, you know, something like a care program. But I see that you're affecting the well-being of many people, and it looks like it's some type of either grant writing or creating a program or writing this program for an organization that's looking for someone to write in and or to come in and write the program so they can get the grants and get the funding. So, but it feels almost like you're an independent contractor in this. But there's a lot of pride with this. So it may start as an independent contractor and move into something almost like you could be in administration on a nonprofit organization. But this is what I'm seeing for you. You're somebody who's so logical and so smart and so able to kind of understand how to put things together regardless of the languaging, which is so interesting. It's like if somebody gives you a legal document, you understand it, even if you've never studied law. If somebody gives you something else that's kind of, you know, it's the way that it's written, it's like you always are able to read between the lines and get the hidden meanings, if you will. So you're really good at that. It's like you just have this intuitive sense about it. And so now it's about using that into a system that benefits those you wish to work on behalf of. I want to say this is coming by August, so I feel like you know, write your list. I'm a big advocate for list writing. I wrote a book about it. So what I want to suggest to you is that you take some time to get peaceful, and then you sit for a moment and you imagine, if money were no object, where would I be, what would I be doing, and how much money would be coming in? If you could do anything in the world, because everything's paid for. You don't need money, but you want to have money in exchange for your value, what you feel your worth is. Okay, and once you kind of get clear on that, then start doing a stream of consciousness writing. I usually suggest 20 to 30 minutes. So it's kind of, some people go, oh, but it's arduous, it's so long. Yes, but the thing is that our hopes and dreams live in our subconscious. What happens is we let our adult mind take over, and become the one who's orchestrating everything. Our hopes and dreams live beneath the rational mind. They live in our subconscious. When we're a little kid, it's like, oh, I want to be a ballerina, or I want to be this, or I want to be that. And by the time we get to adulthood, it's like, well, you know, this is a good career path because I can make enough money to do the things I want to do. So now we have to come back to, where's the little girl saying, this is what I want to do? Okay, so the stream of consciousness writing is, get clear on what that is, start writing about it, let anything come up, anything, and write it down. If you think, oh, I forgot to buy milk today, write it down and keep going. Just let the subconscious thoughts come in. The rational mind will try to take over, which is why we have these, oh, I forgot to do this and I didn't do that. That's fine. Write it and keep going. Okay. And so when you're done writing this, go back and look at it. Anything that you've written as a negative, turn it into a positive statement. So I work with team players who are conscientious and supportive and honest and working towards a common goal. You know, however you want to, but make everything positive. Okay, everything's a positive statement. The universe doesn't see do or don't in front of the words. It takes in the energy of the word. Okay, and then get really clear. Go through and turn everything into a positive. When you're done doing that, go back and read through it. And it should feel like, wow, I can't wait for this to happen. And if it doesn't feel that way, ask yourself, what do I need to do? What do I need to add or take away to make this feel like that? And then when you've got that, put it away for 2 or 3 weeks and then get it back out again and look at it again. And again, it should feel so amazing and wonderful. You can't wait for it to happen. If it doesn't feel that way, then ask yourself, what else do I need to add to this? And then put it away and forget about it. And in the meantime, start looking for things that match up with what that vision looks like. Okay, so in other words, my previous career, if you will, I was a dispatcher for 12 years. I was a public safety dispatcher. That's my familiar. If I get into fear and I get into survival and I think, oh, I can't do this, I have to do something else, and what do I know? That's my go-to because it's a skill that I know that I have that I'm good at that makes decent money. I don't look for that. I don't look for that anymore. We can't go to the familiar. We have to go to who am I now? And what is my gift to the world, and how can I be that, be who you are? You have a lot to bring to the table, and I get that you haven't been valued in the past. You're a powerful woman. You're a powerhouse. You are a natural leader, and you have to get yourself into a place where people respect and admire your leadership, and I feel like that's where you're headed now. That's what all of this is about. It's about stepping into who you really are. Stepping into that leadership quality that you have. It's like you walk in a room and everybody feels like, oh, she's here. We can all relax now because there's somebody here who knows how to take care of whatever comes up. That's your energy.
That's awesome.
So it's time to own it. You're awesome. You know, let us know how you're doing. But, you know, like I said, I hear by August, so you've got some work to do here. The spring cleaning you wanted to do. You need to do that. You need to get your
list. That's
what
I'm working on.
First.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's
thank
all coming.
You.
You are doing it, hon. You are doing the work. So let us know how you're doing. And thanks for the call today.
Thanks, Melissa, for your call. We appreciate that. And again, it's really easy for you to get your own private appointment with Rebecca. You can simply go to iamrebecca.com. But why write all of that down? An easy link for you to click right here on the show page. You just click on the link where it says schedule a private appointment with Rebecca for her own room. Here is how you click to her website. And to, you know, obviously plug everything, Rebecca's got a book called The List, which is available on Amazon, and you can get both those soft copies. I say soft copy, a paperback and a hardback. And that ebook thing, you know, the Kindle thing that all the crazy kids are doing. You can get that as well. There's a link on the show for that as well. We're going to jump to Laura next, and Laura is calling about her daughters. Laura, welcome to the show. You are live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Hi. So kind of complicated. My oldest daughter, Haley, is in a relationship with a boy, and I'm just kind of weary inside of my gut, and I'm just wondering what you feel about this.
Okay, what is his first name?
His name is Andy.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. I mean, definitely there's a lot of immaturity there, but I feel like he doesn't say a whole lot, but there's passive aggressiveness. And there's an energy about her that feels almost like almost like she's a little bit afraid to speak out. Like she doesn't want to say or do the wrong thing. But it's interesting because part of this is just her. Part of this is just not really knowing how to be in relationship. I mean, I feel like she's very young.
Yeah, she's 21.
Yeah. Well,
but she's talking about marriage, so that's why I'm on the phone with you.
Yeah, she comes in younger than that. She's definitely not ready. I will tell you that right now. She doesn't even know who she is. I mean, God bless her. She's a sweet soul, but she's immature. She's a younger energy right now. And I would have thought, you know, energetically, I would have thought she was about 17 because her energy is okay, I don't want to do anything wrong. This is my first experience. I want to make sure I do everything right. That's the energy that I get from her in this relationship. Like she'll do anything to keep him, and she doesn't want to make any mistakes. So she's not authentically herself in this relationship. And I feel like he kind of goes at things on a whim. He's not, he doesn't think things through. And I feel like he does have a reactive personality. So if something doesn't go the way that he wants it to go, he has a reaction and then he looks at it afterwards. And so there is this feeling of from her that she doesn't want to make him mad. The other thing about this is that she's looking for a father figure in her marriage. And so there's an energy there somehow that's familiar about looking up to the man, being subservient to the man, that somehow feels like that's what she's supposed to do. She thinks that's what she's supposed to do. And obviously that's not, you know, she needs to be empowered as an individual. So, I don't see him going anywhere anytime soon. I mean, and what I mean by that is in his own life. I don't see life goals. I don't see, you know, it's kind of like he's just drifting along with whatever right now. That's what it feels like around him. And kind of like, you know, he'll take opportunities that show up, but it's not like he's really creating a path for himself. That's the energy. And that she will end up just drifting along. And it's I don't know. He's not a bad guy. I think he makes very poor decisions. I think that he is, there's a little bit of, well, it's okay if I do that because I don't think I'll get caught kind of energy.
Yeah.
A lot of wanting to take responsibility for anything. And so basically the danger in her staying too close to him is that she'll end up carrying everything in the relationship. She'll end up taking responsibility for everything. So here's what I want to suggest. Is she in school or does she have some goals for school and all of that?
She is in school. She's not married to this man yet, but she's talking about it. And I'm like, what? So yeah, she is in school and she wants she's living with him right now in his parents' basement. I'm like, and he's 25. Mm-hmm. But things are expensive, I get. But he's not making a path for them.
No.
If that
no,
makes
he
sense.
Doesn't. He just figures, I mean, to him, it's like, well, if I just stay here, eventually they'll die and I'll get the house. And it's not that he wants them to, it's not that he wants them to die. It's just, that's his thinking.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, right?
That's just his thinking. There's no ambition.
Yeah.
There's no ambition. So, you know, one of the things is that your daughter really loves you and she does respect you and she wants to listen to you, but she also is like, well, I'm 21 now. So there's a part of her that wants to be grown up. There's a part of her that wants to be grown up and make choices and decisions because, well, I can now because I'm old enough. But there's a part of her that's still really young and naive. And I think it has to be presented in such a way that, you know, it's like, well, okay, what are the choices that you want to do for the next thing? What are the goals you're having for the next thing? What are the things, you know, what are your life goals? You know, you've talked about getting married. What kind of budget do you have for getting married? Do you have a budget to get into a house on your own? Because living with your in-laws is not, I mean, do you want to raise a family with your in-laws? What is Andy's goal? Where are his goals for moving out? And so basically what you're doing is you're saying, okay, then let's figure out how we're going to do this. You want to get married? Average marriage today is, I don't even know how much, $30,000?
$1 million.
Yeah, I know. It feels that way, doesn't it? But so be realistic with her. Okay, you want to get married.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to assume that you've had some kind of discussion with her about, well, what is Andy doing?
Oh,
is
he
working? Is he going to school?
Oh, yeah. He does work.
Yeah, but you know what it feels like to me? Oh, great, he's working. Is he at the subway store or at the subway shop? I mean, this is not a career.
No, he's an electrician. He's an electrician,
he's lazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he could do really well if he steps up. He's not ready. I mean, I get that he's not going to be ready for anything for at least 2 more years. At least.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe longer. Because the reality is that he's still, yeah, I'll do this because it sounds like fun. And it sounds like, I mean, for him, almost the electrician thing is something he can do. And it feels for him somehow prestigious, which is, you know, and that's great. It's a great field. Yes,
yeah.
it's got.
No, I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, though, right?
Yeah. So what you have to do is you have to come back to her and you have to go, okay, so how much money is that going to cost? And because, you know, of course, well, you're my parents and I'm the bride, so you're going to pay for my wedding, right? No, we need to sit down and talk about this.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. The only way that you're going to get through to her is by being realistic with her.
Yeah.
Because she gets very angry with me.
I do get realistic, but she gets very angry. Right.
Yeah, but so what I'm saying is, don't say it as, well, you don't have enough money. You have to say it as, okay, well, how much do you think we need to budget for that? How much do you think we need to budget
for
that?
Yeah.
So it has to come as, okay, I'm going to speak to you as an adult. And as an adult, if you want to buy a car, great. If you've got zero down and you buy a $20,000 car, then you're looking at X number of dollars every month for a car payment. Does that work for you? No. Okay, well, then you can either look at a less expensive car or maybe you should save up money and just buy a transportation vehicle. So all you're doing is speaking to her as an adult and saying, okay, what's your game plan?
She'll just kind of go along with him because she's looking for a father figure right now.
Yes, I get it. Oh, absolutely. She absolutely is. But
so
she
you don't
is going
see them
to
breaking.
End up – right, she will take care of everything. She will have to do everything. So, I mean, and you can point that out, too. If she says, well, he works long hours, he's working really hard. Great. How many hours a day does he work? Well, he's working 10 hours a day right now. Okay, but that's not including drive time. Great. So he leaves the house at 7 in the morning. He gets home at 7:30 at night. Okay, so from 7 in the morning till 7:30 at night, what needs to be done at the house? Well, somebody's got to cook. Somebody's got to clean. Somebody's got to, oh, is there a yard? Okay, somebody's got to do the gardening. Oh, somebody's got to wash the cars. Oh, somebody's got to, who's going to do all of that?
Right.
It's going to fall on her. So, again, it's not – you don't want to tell her, okay, don't tell her what you don't like. Don't tell her what she should do. Speak to her as an adult and say, okay, what are the options? Here's an option.
Right.
You know, or how much does the average wedding cost now? Do you want to have a wedding? How many guests do you want? Let's look it up. How much is that going to cost you? Yes, we'll contribute, but, you know, this is how much I can contribute. The rest is going to have to come from you guys. Do you want to get a house or are you planning to raise a family in your in-laws' basement?
Right.
These are logical, reasonable questions. And you can just say, okay, let's think about this long term. Let's really think about this. And if you aren't ready to get married because you don't have the budget, because I'll tell you, starting a marriage with a lot of debt is not a way to go, then fine, you want to get married, then maybe we set it up for 2 years from now or 3 years from now so you can start saving and you can start planning for it. And in the meantime, you know, you kind of want to hope that she will start to see that he doesn't really pull his weight.
Right.
And I would pray a lot. Pray a lot. Because the thing is that she still has to play out whatever her contracts with God are. She's going to have the experiences she's meant to have. And the best thing that you can do is love her and support her. Remember, she's an adult. And remember, she's going to have to go through the things she's going to go through. The best thing you can do is love her and support her and be there for her. Try not to judge what she's doing, but be a logical adult sounding board. And if you want to cry or you want to get angry, you have to do that in private and keep it away from her. Because at least if you are being supportive and loving, then she will keep coming back to you. And that's what you want.
Right.
You don't want to create a gap between the two of you. Okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thanks,
lots of love and blessings. I'll be praying for you. Take good care.
Rebecca, oh, my God. And that advice is like so right on. Oh, great. You want to get married? Okay, what's your budget? It's like, yeah, I mean, it totally, because they probably never think about anything before. And you know, I tend to use it a lot with folks that I work with. And they're like, da 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 da. And I said, okay, well, how are we going to make that happen?
Right.
And it changes the paradigm completely, and then the world is a different place. And it's amazing because what you're doing, really, when you do that, you're empowering them to make choices in life. And I had a post on Facebook today about sitting around waiting to have everything happen, or you're going to go out and make decisions on your own. while making decisions is great. And, you know, it's much better when you're presented with an adult that sits by you and says, okay, well, fine, if you want to do that, how are we going to do that? Oh, that wasn't the response I expected. I expected mom to get all upset. But instead,
right.
You know, she's giving me a plan. Do I really want to do this? The most logical, trusted person I know. That might be a little freaky.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And also, thank you for reminding me that I do tell people that a lot, to empower the adults to take responsibility for themselves. But also, I was purposefully telling her not to say, how are we going to do this?
How are you going to? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How are you going to do this? Because you are now an adult. If you want to be an adult, then you have to take the responsibility. I may be your mom, but I'm not going to mother you anymore.
Right. Oh. I get chilled.
God bless them.
That's awesome. Okay. Anyway, excellent advice, Rebecca. Okay, let's get to our next caller.
Thank you.
Anna is calling about her dog. Anna, welcome to the show. You're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thank you, Rebecca, for taking my call. I have a dog. He's a he has an ulcer in his eye, and I'm wondering, like, is he going to be okay?
Okay. What's his first name?
Is it going to heal?
What's his first name?
Bodhi.
Oh, Bodhi. Okay. Bodhi. Okay, hang on just a second. Are they giving you ointment to put on it? Because that's my impression.
Yes.
So just be patient. He's not the fastest healer on the planet. And it's also difficult because it's the eye and it's bothering him. And we have to use our eyes. It's not like, you know, if we break a thumb, we can put a splint on it and we don't really have to use it so much. He's, you know, he has to use the eye. So it's going to take a little bit longer to heal. But I do feel like whatever this cream is, I feel like it may be an antibiotic and something else. I do feel like it's helping. It's just very slow going. So, you know, you give it a couple of weeks and you'll see that there's improvement. It's just very slow. Very slow.
Oh,
but he'll be okay. He's a sweetie. He's so sweet. What a gentle, kind, I don't want to hurt anybody or anything, mommy, kind of energy from him. Really sweet.
Yeah.
Really, really
but
sweet.
But he's a
yeah.
little older. Do you think he's going to have a long life? Because I'm going to be working full time. And he's 13 and I'm going to be working full time. He's never been without me. So I'm kind of anxious about that.
Well, and you know, the thing is, it's his age. It's not about whether or not you're working and you're not with him. It's about the fact that he's getting older. So,
yeah,
you know, 13 is a reasonable age for most dogs. I mean, for some, that's a really long life.
Yes.
So for him, it's like he's okay. He's, you know, he still acts like a puppy. He still has puppy energy in him. But it is one of those things where, you're going to start to see some signs of old age because he's old.
Yeah.
And, you know, but my impression is if there is, I don't know if this is a relative or a friend that he can be with during the day, because I feel like he'll be with somebody else during the day. And he's fine with that. It's not you. It's not you, but he's okay with it. He's like, okay, but somebody's with me.
Yeah.
My mommy loves me. She has to go to work. And just tell him, you know, they get it. They get the energy of, okay, I have to go to work, but I'll be back as soon as I can. And they get it.
Thank you.
He's a love. Just enjoy him. He's a love.
Yep, I will.
He'll
Thanks
be fine.
So much.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
Lots of
Thank
love.
I know when I leave the house, and it doesn't matter if I'm just taking the trash out or go for 5 hours or something like that, I say, you know, here's where I'm going, and I'll be back, you know, and they don't have a concept of time. They know when I say, okay, I'll be back, so, you know, watch the house and all of that. And I know if I don't, you know, I have a piddle or a poo, you know, and I always call it protest pee because it's going to be one of the shows, and it's done out of protest because they have full access to go outside and, you know, sit in the sun or do whatever they want, but they when I'm going to be, you know, back and they'll, you know, watch the house, be good. Got to go potty, go outside. It makes a world of difference. Anyway, I've had too much coffee this morning getting ready to show. Okay, we're going to get to our next caller here. Is Shanika. Shanika's calling out love. Shanika's to the show. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. I just had a question. I recently came out the closet. I'm in a relationship. I've been in a new relationship for about 5 months. And I had a best friend I've been knowing for 8 years. We had a relationship, but she went back to her hometown, so that's was the reason that I moved on. But lately I find myself like thinking about her. I had a dream about her. I don't know if it's her putting on my energy or if it's her wanting to come out with her feelings. And I just want to know what you feel around surrounding the situation.
Okay, and what is her first name?
The best friend, her name is Keontae.
Okay. You know, I just get a lot of confusion for her. There's a couple things. I get a lot of confusion. I also get that she's going through a tough time and that she wants to talk to you, but she's kind of nervous to reach out to you. But she really needs, like, I get that there's tears. She needs some loving support right now. And there is, you know, there's a special bond between the two of you, but I think that right now I feel like she's not ready. It's more about whatever's happening with, I feel like there are family issues for her right now, and that this is the source of sadness. There's a feeling of loss. There's a feeling that, you know, maybe, I feel like there's an older male who may be ill. So there are other things going on for her, and I just feel like because the two of you are so close that she is, she's reaching out to you psychically because she wants the nurturing and comfort that you've always given her. So it's more like that. Whether or not there would be a relationship, that's a question mark. There's quite a bond between the two of you. I'm not sure she's ready. And it's kind of like she's standing at the fork in the road right now, but she's got other stuff. It's almost like she's standing at the fork in the road about how she'll move forward in relationship with you. But there are also obstacles in her immediate vicinity. So it's like she has to deal with whatever's happening with the family first. And then after that, she can decide how to move forward. But in the meantime, she's missing you right now, and she's wishing for some support, the loving support that you've always offered to her.
Okay.
So send her love. Whenever you think of her, send her love. If you feel like it's appropriate, give her a call and just say, hey, I'm just checking up to see if you're doing okay. I'm thinking about you.
Okay.
And that's okay. And that is okay. Okay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Tanika.
I just wanted to say really quickly, you know, sometimes people haven't made a decision. And because she hasn't made a decision, I can't give you a definitive answer because she doesn't know right now. So I just want you to know, just hang in there, though. There's quite a connection, and the relationship that you guys have had can continue. It's just she has to get comfortable with where she is. So it's just being patient is the most important thing right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, you're so welcome. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Shanique, for the call. Good luck, and keep us posted. Quick reminder, like a private appointment with Rebecca, you can go to her website, iamrebecca.com, and fill out your 411, and a member of our team will get back in touch with you and schedule that reading. In person, Northern or Southern California, in Northern California this coming week, Rebecca, you'll have to tell us all about that. Or, of course, on Skype or telephone, both are available outside of a live personal meeting with Rebecca. Rebecca's coming on this weekend.
I'm going to be up in Northern California at my office in San Carlos, which is a little teeny tiny town about half an hour south of San Francisco. I'm at a space called Avant Garde Spa, which is an amazing place. And so I'll be seeing clients in the office there. And if you're interested in booking up an appointment with me at Avant Garde Spa, I'll be there Friday, May 5th, May 6th, Saturday, and Sunday, May 7th. And the number at Avant Garde is 650-591-1498. And then, Garrett, I have this amazing event happening down here in Southern California on June 24th. Yes, I know. You should join me. You should come. It's going to be great. So I'm going to be talking about love, sex, and relationships and the energy of attraction. And so we're going to talk a lot about why are we connected? Why do we feel so drawn or connected to certain people? Why is there so much difficulty in relationships? But then also, why is it that we start out in this place of being, oh, I'm so in love, and then things start to get a little bit less blissful? So I'm going to talk a lot about why we're attracted to certain people, what the components are that are needed for romantic relationship. We're going to talk about relationship with ourselves, and we're going to talk about the energy of all of this, and we're going to do some examples about how energy is not seen, but we can see it at work. So it's going to be really fun. That's going to be Saturday, June 24th. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., lunch is included, and it's going to be at the Best Western Golden Sales in Long Beach. So if you feel so inclined, we'll have some more information. I didn't say that correctly. We will have more information available about that and an opportunity to sign up and register very soon. So that's coming up.
There we go. Okay. With that, we've got about 7 minutes left in our 50-minute broadcast, and we've got a couple of callers calling their job, including Stacy. Stacy, you're now live with Rebecca. Welcome to the show. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you both taking my call. I was on an assignment, and it was just like supposed to be a few weeks, and it was only like a week and a half. And I don't know if the recruiter messed up or what, because she should have let me know, because, you know, it ruined my chances when I told somebody else I wasn't available. I was on an assignment. So I was wondering when you see another assignment coming in.
Okay. All right. Well, the first thing is that I get something more permanent around July. And the other thing is, as soon as you said that it only lasted about a week and a half, I want to tell you that the energy that comes up is you were cleared out of the way because there may be quite an issue with this project, and you are not meant to be part of it. So in other words, if there's a problem, you are not meant to be anywhere around the situation because of this problem, and that's why you were removed from it. So it
oh,
was.
But
so basically,
did they keep the other gal, the dark-haired girl that started with me also?
It doesn't matter. So basically, mm-hmm. Okay, so here's the thing. If there's going to be a disaster,
okay.
Sometimes people have a contract with God that they will participate in that. And sometimes people have a contract with God where God says, I'm going to remove you from that situation because you are not meant to be part of that. So don't worry about anybody else who happens to still be working on it or still be involved in it, because you were meant to not be involved in whatever this thing that's going to happen. I don't know if the project's going to fail or if there's going to be a lawsuit. I'm not getting anything about specifically what it is, but there will be a big problem with this project, and you are not meant to
well,
be part
we finished
of that.
It. Well, the both of us finished it up too quickly. That's what they blamed it on us. We were too quick. They estimated it was going to last 4 weeks.
There's other things involved here. So, all I can do is tell you that what comes up energetically and intuitively mm-hmm. around this situation. So, mm-hmm. but great that you're an efficient worker. That's a good thing on your resume. Okay. So
oh,
now,
yeah,
as
but
far
do you
as,
see the gal that found me this, do you see her helping me find something else soon, even if it's just temporary?
Yes. Well, here's the thing. What I'm hearing is what you started in May, whoever you have contacts with and whatever was, I mean, I'm sorry, whatever was started in March, there's something that you, either some resumes or something in particular you started in March, and that is going to come back around to you. And my impression is you're going to have news. I'm hearing it right around the 25th of this month or towards the end of this month. There will be some news regarding whatever this thing is that you started in March. So you will have other opportunities coming to you. But if you need a break, take the break right now, because my impression is that, you know, whatever this is that's going through that will be starting to get more momentum at the end of May, I get that things will kind of be slow and steady through June. But then as we get into July, I feel like July, you're going to be really busy. So it's, and I'm not sure if this is a completely new thing for you, but my impression is that you may get quite a long-term project. And then ultimately, I feel like whatever this thing is that starts in July, it'll be a long-term project that will lead to another one, that will lead to another one. So you'll be busy
oh,
for a long
good.
Time.
Oh,
okay.
That's good. So, but this,
yeah.
this, I just want one more question. This gal, Heather, she had called me Monday, and of course I told her I was busy because I assume it was going to be longer. Do you think she would have anything for me?
Well, just call her back and ask her. I'm not getting anything one way or the other. The only thing I'm getting about her is that she's very busy. So call her back and ask her and say, hey, this ended early. We finished early. And, you know, so you know, do you have something else? Go ahead and ask. It never hurts to ask. This is for everyone. Here's the deal. If you don't ask, your answer is automatically no. But
the answer is always no.
Yes, if you don't ask, it's a no. If you ask, you might get a yes. But if you get a no, oh, well, you had a no in the first place. So just call and ask. Always ask. Always. Because the things that will come from asking the question are amazing. Garrett would not be here if I had not asked him a question 5 years
That's
ago.
That's right. That's right. there we go. Proof positive. I have Rebecca to thank for that. Okay, we're going to move on to our next caller. We've got 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Okay. Wendy, really quick, you were calling about a job. You were live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much. I was given a job through a temp agency for something new for me, data entry. They pulled me off, and then they said, well, we have another opportunity in the same company. But for 2 weeks, Ashley has called me and said, no worries, they're still working on on clearing you to do this. Meanwhile, I got a call from Ryan from a different temp agency for the same company but a different location, more in tune with what I've done. It's customer service.
We're going to stop here so Rebecca has the answer. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Wendy, here's the thing. So go back to this first company and say, look, I got another call. The question is, what do you want to do? Because my impression is they are working on getting this other thing set up for you. And if you're willing to be patient, because that's more in line with what you want to be doing now, then be patient and let them do what they need to do. They really do want to move you into this other position, which is better for you. If you would rather go back to this other thing that you've been doing in the past, great. But what they've told you about moving you into something else and getting prepared for that, they are absolutely doing that for you. So you just have a choice. I would say be patient. This opportunity that they're creating for you feels better to me than to go back and do something that you're comfortable with.
And with that, we're going to let everybody know that Rebecca to go. Rebecca, I know you could have more to say, but it's time for you to go. I will never kick you off, but you've got your other show at 9 o'clock and you gotta get ready for it.
I know.
Everybody, thank you very much for being part of the podcast. I appreciate it very much. We'll be back very soon. And if you'd like a private appointment with Rebecca, go to imrebecca.com, buy her book, The List, and make your day a great one. Please don't drive distracted. And thank you, as always, for listening.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.